And we're delighted to be joined on the line now by Melbourne Victory CEO Trent Jacobs to discuss the groundbreaking, headline-making signing of Keisuke Honda. Good evening to you, Trent.
Good evening. Nice to talk to you.
It is, Trent, and it's Athos here. And firstly, congratulations on the signing of Honda. It's nonetheless a massive acquisition for the club.
Oh, look, we're, it goes without saying how excited we are as a football club to have been able to make what's probably the biggest signing in our club's history across our 13 years. And we believe it's a signing that while it's probably going to have a huge impact, we believe, across the league for a whole host of reasons, we also believe it's a fantastic football decision and that he's going to hopefully turn the dial for us this season and have us featuring in the top couple of teams again.
Trent, take us back to when Victory first identified Honda as a potential signing. I imagine this pursuit has been going on for quite some time.
To be honest, he was someone we looked at about a month or so ago as a possible prospect. As you would be aware, Japan obviously went through the group stages of the World Cup, so he was involved in the World Cup for longer than perhaps others. So it probably became something that was more of a focus for us across the last 2.5 weeks, and then we've worked on this pretty solidly across the last 2 weeks with his management, and we're just simply delighted that we got to a point across the weekend that we'd agreed terms.
Trent, it's Nick here, and what will Keisuke bring on the field? Is he almost the exact sort of replacement you're looking for after losing a guy like Leroy George, who was so influential last year on the field? Is he almost the perfect like-for-like replacement in terms of what he will bring to the club?
Well, I think that's a question better placed for the head coach, but it goes without saying that he is going to be exciting, most likely down one side of the park for us. He will be, I imagine, in speaking to Kevin, standing over our dead balls and hopefully delivering some fantastic opportunities for those guys that will be in the box in those situations. But look, I think it goes without saying what he's like technically. I think what we're most excited about is that he comes to us at the age of 32. He's physically, from what we understand, he's in really, really good shape. We'll get an opportunity to meet up with him, all being well, early next week and evaluate that. But we think that the type of player at the stage of his career, he's going to be a very, very exciting prospect for our members and fans and for everyone across the A-League alike.
And the timing couldn't be any more perfect with Victory once again qualifying for the Asian Champions League. Was the ACL a factor when choosing to go after Honda?
Look, to a degree, yes. But I think first and foremost, it was about, you know, the quality of the player. As Kevin would always say, sort of football first in how we go about our recruitment. When we realised that this was something that we could bring to fruition and we started to evaluate all the benefits that Keisuke will bring to Melbourne Victory, obviously one of those factors was having a plus one player for the ACL. I mean, one of the challenges that ourselves and Sydney and other clubs have had in the past is when you have a full roster of foreign players that unfortunately you have to leave two behind. So to have him involved in the Champions League is very exciting. It's also something that we've spoken to him about directly and he's really excited about. So to see if you know, we can go further than the round of 16, which is the furthest we've been ever before. So, you know, he's excited by that prospect. He's excited by the challenge. As you will become accustomed to him, listening to him in the media, he's very much about new challenges in his life and he sees the Champions League as one that is a very exciting prospect for him.
Trent, it's Josh here again. What does this signing mean for Melbourne Victory's brand in Asia? Honda, of course, hasn't played in the Asian Confederation at club level since 2007. So obviously yep. There'll be a lot of Japanese fans in particular excited to see him back in the Asian Champions League. But what does it mean for Melbourne Victory and getting the Melbourne Victory brand and branching out into the Asian Confederation?
Oh, I think it's a huge fillip for the club. I think as we approach things as a football club, we're all about how we can get better and we're all about growing. We see football as a code as a code in this country that's very different to other codes. We have a genuine global footprint as a code, and as a club, we certainly want to capitalise on that further. We want to have an impact in the Champions League first and foremost, but we also want to create bona fide football relationships with different clubs and parties in the Asian Confederate, and we also want to, you know, create that into sustainable relationships into the future. But it's not also just about our club. I think, you know, everyone knows the ambition of Melbourne Victory. We want to lead the way in everything that we're doing, and we hope that's the way it's going to be received in market. But it's also an incredible mark of respect, I think, from Keisuke Honda and his management team that he wanted to come to Australia and partake in the A-League. And I think it's one thing that, firstly, Melbourne Victory members and fans can be really proud of, but also A-League fans around the country can say, yeah, he's a genuine, quality, world-class player that wants to come to our domestic competition. And, you know, I think it's a fantastic signal to everyone around the country and the world, for that matter, that that this is a serious competition, and hopefully we continue to see, you know, the likes of Keisuke coming into the league in the future.
You're listening to Evenings on FNR Football Nation Radio with Nick Tabano, Josh Parrish and Athos Syrianos. We are speaking to Melbourne Victory CEO Trent Jacobs after a very significant day in the footballing calendar with Keisuke Honda signing for the Melbourne Victory. And Trent, two more spots still available in terms of visa players for the Victory heading into the new season. Is there any more scope for some new signings coming in under the salary cap?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's something that Kevin will be feverishly working on with Paul Trimboli and our network of parties, certainly around the country and abroad. It's an interesting time globally. You know, there's likely to be a lot of movement with different windows opening or open now. So we would expect that we certainly will be hoping to do some business in that space. In the not too distant future. It probably goes without saying that a lot of our time has been taken up across the last fortnight with this momentous occasion for our football club today, but rest assured to our members and fans that we're certainly hell-bent as a football club on delivering the absolute best squad this year. Melbourne Victory certainly wants to go back to being highly competitive and back at the top of the premiership race, and we believe with two high quality signings we'll do that this season.
There'll no doubt be 30,000 smartphones turning on their cameras as soon as Honda lines up for that first set piece. But in relation to the transfer, we saw the club was also linked to Socceroo Jamie McLaren before the Socceroo made the decision to stay at Hibernians on loan. How close was the club to adding McLaren to the list?
Look, I wasn't close to those negotiations, to be honest. I know that his name was certainly mentioned internally at the club, but I didn't get too close to those negotiations. I'd have to defer to Kevin on that one.
Well, Trent, the signing of Honda will no doubt boost crowds around the A-League and at Melbourne Victory home games in particular. And you must be stoked over the last couple of weeks to have reached a resolution with regard to the north end of the ground being opened up to non-members who can come in and experience an active support atmosphere that they haven't previously had the chance to.
Now, look, we're really excited about that. We, the active supporters or those supporters that want to be called North End standing supporters add such an incredible atmosphere to our match days. And we've been working closely with a number of parties in a leadership group to try and ensure that we create a model where we can sustain growth for the future and enable, as you say, different fans and even different members, should they wish to come down and be involved. And for us, it's about, I think I used that word previously, it's about building something sustainable for the future. And what we would like to see is in time, further growth in that area and the capability of working together with our standing members to deliver something that is truly special. I mean, if we're going to be, you know, the best and we maintain that we're one of, if not the best clubs around the country, then we want the match day experience to be second to none. We also want to be able to bring players like Keisuke Honda to our club to experience what's benchmark around the league. So we look forward to continuing to work with our standing members and the leaders of the North End standing and continue to innovate where we can and work with them to bring the atmosphere to the level that we've once experienced previously.
Well, Trent, it's a massive coup for the A-League, a massive coup for Melbourne Victory. Congratulations on this fantastic signing, and thank you for joining us here on FNR Football Nation Radio.
No problem at all, gents. Enjoy your night. Thank you.
Melbourne Victory CEO Trent Jacobs speaking to us about this groundbreaking acquisition of Keisuke Honda, a 98-time Japanese international, master of the dead ball, a fan of the spectacular who's no doubt going to light up the A-League this season.